Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 19 members present. Senator Ray is excused from the call of Senate today.
Our chaplain today is a Pastor W.D. Kirk of the Glacier Valley Baptist Church.
Certification of the correctness of the previous day's journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 65th legislative day.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 65th day be approved or certified.
Is there any objection? So ordered. Introduction of guests.
Mr. President.
Senator Bradley.
Take considerable pleasure in introducing Mr. Graham Ward, the school teacher from Glen Allen.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure, and I believe, or I feel, the Senate is privileged to have a group of youngsters in the gallery today that are the winners of the Know Your State Government contest sponsored by the Elks. And Mr. President, on behalf of myself, the Senate as a whole, and particularly those senators from whose area the youngsters come from, I'd like to make an introduction. Becky Curry of Homer. Yvette Bowen of Petersburg. DJ Beebe of Wrangell. Marquita Bundy of Juneau. Danny Wayne of Wrangell. Clifford Olson of Cordova, and Abby Rampell of Palmer.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce two friends and constituents on the part of the RN, that would be George White, Jared Cox, and Jim Nelson.
Senator Cortula.
Mr. President, also in the gallery today is an old friend of mine, Mayor William.
Any further introduction of guests? Messages from the governor.
Message of March 16. Dear Mr. President, I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Senate Bill Number 64, Renunciation of Succession under the Uniform Probate Code, Chapter 4, Session Law 77. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. There are no other messages from the governor.
Messages from the House.
Message of March 15. The House has passed committee substitute for Senate Bill 46. Regent appointed from the student body of the University of Alaska to serve on the Board of Regents of the U of A and return. This has been sent to enrolling. Message of the House of March 15. The House has passed the following. House concurrent resolution number 35. By Representative Severson, relating to the development of health care facilities in King Salmon.
Health Education Social Services.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 37 by Representatives Malone, Miller, Duncan, and Eliason, honoring the memory of William Paul, Sr.
Rules.
House Bill Number 316. By Representatives Eliason, Byrne, Bennett, Bradley, Chatterton, Cotton, Dankworth, Freeman, Gardner, Haugen, Hayes, Kelly, Lathine, Malone, Meekins, Miles, Osi, Osterbach, Parr, Phillips, Severson, Snyder, and Urien, an act relating to club licenses for sale of intoxicating liquors.
Commerce.
There are no other messages from the House.
Communications.
There are no communications this morning.
Standing committee reports.
The Judiciary Committee has had Senate Bill 147, Efficient Administration of Fish and Game, under consideration, and the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Holman, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Ziegler, Coletta, and Tillian. There is a further referral to 147 to resources. The Commerce Committee has had House Bill 108, Third-Party Beneficiaries of Express or Implied Warranties, under consideration, and the committee recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute, and reports it back as follows. Senator Bradley, chairman, and Senators Poland, Ray, and Sumner signed do pass. Senator Hackney signed no recommendation. There is a further referral of 108 to Judiciary. The Rules Committee has had Senate Bill 47, allowing municipal property tax exemptions for improvements to real property, and Senate Bill 50, relating to utilities and state rights of way, Senate Bill 164, filings for state office, committee substitute for House Bill 35, construction contractors, and committee substitute for House Bill 86, amended, absentee voting, under consideration, and recommends that these be placed in the calendar. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Coletta and Rader. These bills will appear on tomorrow's calendar.
President.
Senator Petula.
Senate Bill 50, which has significant both public works and highways responsibilities involved in it, somehow in the state affairs committee, and I would like to see it come with my instruction on the state affairs committee.
Could I see Senate Bill 50?
Tremendously involved with the district which I represent, which has a big chunk of highways in the state. As you know, I serve a highway community situation.
That's Senate Bill 50? Oh, you don't have the bill. Without, let's see.
I'll withdraw my motion.
Senator Ziegler. Unless there is objection, we will disregard the rules report, rules committee report, and make a full referral of Senate Bill 50 to the State Affairs Committee.
I'll have it within 2 weeks of Friday back to the floor.
Whatever's appropriate, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry. Senator Orsini, I'm sorry, sir. Did you wish to wish the floor? Yes, the Senate will stand at ease. Let's see, you finished the standing committee reports, did you, Madam Secretary?
There are no other reports from standing committees.
Special committee reports?
We have no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 33 by the Commerce Committee, directing a legislative council study on funding defense costs for indigent defendants in municipal prosecutions.
Judiciary and Finance.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 34 by Senators Croft and Ziegler, honoring the memory of Frank M. Dugan.
Rules. Senator Croft. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Senator Croft? Senator Ziegler?
Once again, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we change the sponsorship from Senator Croft and myself to all members of the Senate. If there is no objection.
Let's see. This is Senate Concurrent Resolution 33.
34.
34. Did the members wish it read? Would the secretary read the resolution?
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 34 by all members of the Senate honoring the memory of Frank M. Dugan. The legislature has been saddened to hear the death of an Alaskan who typified the best in community service and integrity. Frank M. Dugan, while identified in the minds of many as an able member of the Alaska bar and legal community through his active practices of law and contributions as a member of the Judicial Council and other legal activities, was also known for his sense of civic duty and dedication to his family and to his church. He was also a man with many friends. Be it resolved by the state legislature that the sincerest condolences and best wishes are extended to Mrs. Catherine Dugan.
Senator Coletta. Is there any discussion on the resolution? Would so many as favor the passage of the resolution say aye?
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The resolution has been adopted by the Senate.
There are no other resolutions.
Introduction of bills.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 212 by Senator Huber, an act relating to motor vehicle crimes.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 253 by Senator Curtula, an act authorizing state land to be made available for homestead entry.
State Affairs and Resources.
Senate Bill Number 254 by Senator Ziegler by request, an act relating to eye protection devices.
Health, Education, Social Services.
Senate Bill Number 255 by Senator Bradley, an act relating to voluntary religious and civic activities in the public schools of the state.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 256 by Senator Holman, an act relating to the requirement that non-resident hunters be accompanied by guides.
Judiciary and Resources.
There are no other bills.
I'd like to suggest to senators that when the bills come in at 9 o'clock or 5 till 9 or 5 after 9, if I make that assignment, it involves holding up the Senate, and I dislike very much to keep all of you sitting here while I'm trying to figure out referrals for 5 or 10 minutes. I'd like to start promptly at 10 o'clock. So, senators, in the future, try to have your bills to the Senate Secretary by at least 9:15, and I'll try to make that assignment on the same day that it comes in. But if it's after 9:15, I'll make it if I have time, but I do not want to hold up the session in order to examine the referrals. Senator Cthulhu?
I think you're correct. It's a nice nightmare with all the other problems you have. We used to have a 9:30 deadline. That's the reason I brought mine in after 9.
Yeah.
Time.
Well, I'll try to do it, as I say. If you get there by 9:15, I think I can do it. But I don't like to hold up 20 very important people, I think, while I'm looking at assignment of bills. Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, with regard to Senate Bill 253, I would like to ask the Resource Committee if their research on that matter to see if it has any connection to that or if our charity has passed.
If you determine that it does, why, we'll certainly make an additional referral, sir. Takes us to our consideration of our daily calendar.
Senate Bill Number 68 by Senator Ray, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Works Haynes Boat Harbor completion and providing for an effective date. The State Affairs Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Curtula, co-chairman, and concurred in by Senators Ray, Bradley, Huber, and Willis. The Finance Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute and reports that back as follows. Senator Sackett, Chairman, and Senators Meehan, Tillian, and Buttrovich signed do pass. Senator Homan and Senator Orsini signed no recommendation.
Senator Curtula.
President, this legislation shows a great deal of work and backup, I'm sure. And I suspect that the funding program suggested by the Senate Finance Committee is the correct way to go. However, it has an interesting line making it contingent upon passage of other legislation that will be before us. And for this reason, Mr. President, since the author isn't here, I'd like to ask the Senate to be held over until Monday's calendar.
Senator Curtula still has the floor.
Mr. President, it could well be that Senator Ray has been contacted and that he's totally happy with the method of funding and there's no reason to hold it over, in which case I would withdraw my motion. But at the moment, I'd like to hear any objections.
Senate will stand at ease. The Senate will come back to order. Senator Sackett. Senator Ziegler.
For two reasons, and then we can decide what it is. Number one is the prime sponsor, Senator Ray, requested me to announce that he'd like to have a group as expeditiously as possible and it would further be treated in his absence. Number two, it's a will of the body to hold it over. Let us hold it over for Tuesday.
Senator Sackett. State your point of order.
It's just that I think they had a motion on the floor. Maybe this should proceed to the amendment. I did move it over to Monday, and then I said I would sit down until I heard the
I beg your pardon, sir. I thought you withdrew your motion, pending discussion.
I didn't intend to withdraw my motion. I did.
All right. If you did not...
Mr. President, but to keep it in order, if it's in order now for me to withdraw my motion, I will.
If you would, sir, it would make the procedures
President,
more appropriate.
I'll move
there has been an additional motion made to hold it over until Monday's calendar by Senator Sackett. Objection has been made by Senator Ziegler.
I would move to amend Senator Sackett's move to Tuesday's calendar.
We have before us the amendment to hold over to Tuesday's calendar. Is there any you ask unanimous consent, Senator Ziegler? For the amendment. Is there any, hearing no objection, will be held over until Tuesday's calendar. Now, the question before us is, shall the bill be held over until Tuesday's calendar? The amended motion. Senator Curtula.
I think that there's going to have to be some considerable explanation of the method of funding before I'd be willing to vote on it. It sort of commits me to a second. That is before I'd be willing to vote positive. So I agree with holding it over until we get both the explanation of the author and the explanation of the committee. I strongly object to the fact it would be no commitment of mine, frankly, to vote for this bill and still vote for the other method of funding. I wouldn't make that commitment.
Senator Sackett? The motion before us under debate is whether or not to hold the bill over until Tuesday. Was unanimous consent asked? I thought there was an objection. Is there objection to holding the bill over until Tuesday? There's no objection. The bill will be held over until Tuesday's calendar.
Senate Bill number 135 by the Judiciary Committee by request, an act relating to participation by employees of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council in the public employees retirement system and providing for an effective date. Finance Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute. And a majority of the committee recommends that that do pass. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Homan, Meehan, Tillian, and Buttrovich. Senator Orsini signed, do not pass. There is a committee substitute.
Senator Sackett?
Mr. President, I would move for adoption of the committee substitute.
Yes, unanimous consent, sir?
No.
You have the floor.
Mr. President, and the committee substitute, we've changed it so that the of that, the financial effect on the general fund is zero, and there is a letter of intent which has been spread, I believe, on the supplemental bill that has happened already.
Yesterday's journals.
There is no fiscal impact, and that's the only reason I did not present this to explain that portion. For the specifics with regard to the petition item in council, I'd like to give the office the opportunity to respond.
Senator Curtula.
If this legislation is passed as it is without the subsequent amendments, it's your testimony that this will not cost the state anything, not only for this fiscal year, but for future fiscal years.
That is correct.
Thank you very much.
And in addition to that, as I indicated,
we are in second reading. Motion has been made for adoption of committee substitute for Senate Bill number 135. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 135 of the Finance Committee, an act relating to participation by employees of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council in the public employees' retirement and insurance system and providing for an effective date.
Are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rule be suspended and the committee substitute Senate Bill 135 be considered engrossed, advanced, and third reading in place for final passage.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 135, an act relating to participation by employees of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council in the public employees' retirement and insurance system and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion? The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill number 135 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. I'm sorry, we'll void that vote. Would the secretary void the vote?
Senator, it's still open. Senator Couture,
would you please vote? Would you void the vote, please?
Okay.
I'm sorry, I did not real. I didn't. I did not realize that the page was in conference with the senator. We have a rule, as I understand it, that we never break, and that is there's no conversations or discussions or that sort of thing going on at the time of the vote.
Yeah,
and this is my error, sir.
I contact the page. I thought there'd be debate on the issue.
I was my error, sir. I would not have called for the question had I realized that you were still in discussion. Senator Tillian?
Mr. President, the senator probably came back before us, and I know the Senator Cullen was in the process of writing and asking a question. Could I at this time explain why this bill is important?
Certainly, sir.
The Management Council is the council comprised mostly of Alaskans. We have a majority on it, which is a semi-autonomous body formed under H.R. 200. It's neither fish nor fowl, neither federal nor state. The reason that we were requested to seek state aid for retirement and medical insurance was that this council, like all the other councils, did not want to have its staff come under civil service, therefore subject to the federal regulation, subject to who could be hired, who could be fired, and this is the only way that you can give the people any adequate protection while having them subject entirely to the council itself. Senator Stevens testified that if the management council, and it's not just ours, but it's eight of them, did not do something like this, the federal Congress was going to have to take action to include them on the civil service, which I think would be a disservice to the Alaskans. This way here, the Alaskans have control of their employees.
Senator Orsini.
The reason for voting against this bill is in regards to how auditory this particular case is, and I think it probably is. We're still taking a step in expanding the definition of governmental unit from the on-site employees to other covered individuals, and for municipal employees, I think we're stepping in the wrong direction. Question.
Any further discussion on the, any further discussion? The question is, shall Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 135 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 16 yeas, 3 nays, and 1 excused.
And so committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 135 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move an unanimous consent to the roll call vote. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 135 to consider the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Is there objection? Hearing none. So committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 135 with an effective date has passed the Senate.
Senate Bill Number 186 for the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the suspension and removal of judges. The Judiciary Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it do pass with an amendment. The report was signed by Senator Holman, Chairman, and concurred in by Senator Ziegler, Coletta, and Tillian. Amendment Number 1 by the Judiciary Committee, page 1 on line 15, delete the word that and add either. After the word under, add the word either.
Senator Ziegler?
I moved it up from the pencil of mine. All we did was change on line 13 the word that to either. The reason being that in the preceding line, they referred to Alaska or federal law, and then they go on to say, well, the moral turpitude under that law.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Any further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move an unanimous consent that the rules be suspended in Senate Bill 186 of the member of Senate be considered in votes to pass the 38th and place the final passage.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Senate Bill Number 186 amended, an act relating to the suspension and removal of judges.
Is there any discussion or debate? Senator Croft.
Mr. President, as I understand this bill, even though it improves the situation considerably from what it is now, it still leaves it up to the Supreme Court to determine whether or not a judge should be suspended. And even if a judge at our court were under indictment for a felony offense, neither our courts or the United States District Court, our court could still allow him to conduct business even under this bill. It's not mandatory merely because he's been indicted by a grand jury that he'd be suspended. Well, I think that's proven. I'm curious why, once the judge has been indicted by a grand jury, he shouldn't be automatically suspended. I can understand the reluctance.
Senator Cartula?
President. Well,
Senator Ziegler?
You know, I'm not prepared to carry the bill. Of course, it arises out of the Fairbanks special situation. Judge Robson, who went to Hawaii while he was still on the payroll for an extended period of time. Senator Croft is right, but I kind of have a hunch, and I certainly have a great deal of faith in the Supreme Court, because I think I can paraphrase what Chief Justice Cooper said. If we had had the power, we would have removed him as of the moment of the fight. I suspect that the Supreme Court would not waste any time in removing without pay a judge who in the future is unfortunate enough to get indicted for one thing or another. I think we can have a little faith in the discretion of the court to do the right thing.
Is there any further discussion on the bill?
Go ahead.
The question is, shall Senate Bill number 186 as amended pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the secretary take the roll? And so Senate Bill 186 as amended has passed the Senate.
Judiciary Committee, page 1, lines 19 and 20, delete the following, or the regular legislative per diem if they are legislators.
Senator Ziegler, you have the floor, sir.
Well, I'm sure that almost everybody will agree with me when I say that if we're going to serve on this particular Fed Commission with lay people and these other designated individuals, there's no reason why, if the board members get $50 a day or whatever the maximum figure is, the legislators do the same work, performing the same capacity, you get $35 a day. This is a way of equalizing the amount.
Is there any further discussion or debate on the amendment? Senator Huber. Senator Curtula.
Essentially have to echo the same statement. I don't think any committee or any other service the legislature should get more than the service right here in this body. And I'm not about to support special situations for special problems.
Okay. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I'm the Senate member on the Code Revision Commission, and I would request that the amendment not pass. I don't feel there is any need to differentiate legislative service depending on what a legislator does. I appreciate the kindness of the sponsors of Jen, and I am unable to bring myself to vote for or support such an amendment. Would ask the Senate to turn it down. I feel there may be good reason for giving public members who have to leave their own personal business to fly sometimes great distances to conduct long sessions of public business for no pay, perhaps a greater per diem, but for legislative members, I really can't support it.
Question. Any further discussion on the amendment?
Roll call.
See, one hand for a roll call. The question is, shall amendment number one be adopted? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 13 yeas, 6 nays, and 1 excused.
Therefore, amendment number 1 has been adopted. Are there any further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and Senate Bill 188 is amended to be considered. The rules to advance to third reading and place the final passage.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Senate Bill number 188 amended, an act relating to membership on the Alaska Code Commission.
Is there any discussion on the bill?
Question.
Senator Huber.
Yeah. recommended somebody from the governor's attorney staff, so the bill was kind of a push for me. But originally, the original language of the bill called for board members to receive one per diem, legislators to receive another per diem, which is consistent with what people said the legislators would receive. The bill is in function enough to be violated. That, I will give the bill on the council.
President.
Senator Curtula.
I think the bill is important enough, President. My objection was incidental to the bill, and I don't think it should carry the body of the bill one way or the other. I support the legislation, regardless of how I vote.
Senator Orsini.
President, in Dr. Senator Huber's concern, the member of this body who is on this commission, certainly if we return that portion of the deem that he feels is in excess of his deem.
President. Any further discussion? Senator Huber.
I feel like the Senator from Halibut Cove talked about that, but I'm sure that the Senator who is on the commission, that he would be forgiven by his constituents for his stupidity in receiving the money, but never for his stupidity in turning it down.
Senator Croft.
I've heard quite a bit about the per diem. I'm curious why
the rest of the bill is necessary.
Senator,
the governor's cover letter.
Yes, would you read the governor's cover letter?
The House has not forwarded the governor's cover letter. It's a Senate bill, I'm sorry. Okay. I have it.
Mm-hmm.
February 25th. Dear Mr. President, under the authority of Article 3, Section 18 of the Alaska Constitution and in accordance with AS 2430-060B and the uniform rules of the Alaska State Legislature, I am transmitting a bill dealing with the membership of the Alaska Code Commission. It removes an ambiguity and adds an executive branch member. The present language refers to a, quote, public member to be appointed by the governor. In the context of a provision specifying membership of a law revision commission, it is not clear whether that term was intended to mean a non-attorney or a person who is not employed by the government. This bill makes clear that the, quote, public member is to be one who is not a person employed by the state government. This would appear to be consistent with the intent of the original sponsors of the measure, Chapter 114 of Session Law 76, derived from Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 694, assuring broad representation. Although the present language includes two legislators, a representative of the judicial branch and a representative of private law practice, along with the public member, there is no provision for a representative of the executive branch. We believe that this was an oversight in the original bill, since it is necessary to have the perspective of the executive branch represented on such a commission. This bill remedies that oversight. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor.
Is there any further discussion?
President, may we stand at ease for a moment?
Senator, stand at ease.
Senator Poland.
President, thank mentioned to your colleague, the Senator from Maine, that Debbie Turner has a lot to be of, but you got to match with him. But as far as different rates are pretty, technically, outside of the period of the last pay rate, we've had that for many years. For those of us from out of town, it'd be the same for the same rate as those living in Juneau. And there certainly is an inconsistency there.
Senator Huber.
Mr. President, I still object on account of the per diem, but after listening to the governor's cover letter, I'd like to renew my original ideas to cut off this. That there is not sufficient reason for the bill to begin with. The governor's cover letter is just going to put another attorney on the appropriation committee. We said a public member. That should be one who isn't either in private or public law practice. Is the only people who have any knowledge of regulation, of laws, and of codes, attorneys? I don't think so, President. I think that the governor was passed this law and was confused in the first place. I don't think we need the bill, but we don't need the per diem change that the public don't want.
President.
Senator Petula.
I do an ask and ask the Senate for 10 minute recess for the Democratic Congress. If you want to take questions on
it. Estimate 10 minutes, sir.
I think call the chair approximately 10 minutes.
Approximately 10 minutes.
President.
Senator Orsini. Without objection, we recess for approximately 10 minutes, but to precisely to the call of the chair. Would the Senate come to order? We have before us Senate Bill number 188 as amended in third reading. Is there any further discussion or debate? Senator Holman.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent to Senate Bill 188 be returned to Judiciary Committee.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 220 by the Finance Committee, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for the Iditarod Trail Race and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee had this bill under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Holman, Meeland, Orsini, Buttrevich, and Tillian, that it do pass with an amendment. And amendment number one by Senator Croft. On page one, line 13, after 1977, add the following material. This appropriation is conditioned on the Iditarod Trail Committee Incorporated limiting participation as an entrant in future races to Alaska residents.
Senator Croft.
This is in keeping with the spirit of the amendment that related to artists. I had that drawn up yesterday, but I have subsequently learned that not all of the participants in the Iditarod race are artists, and so maybe we don't want to set the precedent of limiting the Iditarod race to just Alaska residents. So I would really have to amendment.
Is there any objection to the withdrawal of the amendment?
I have no objection, but may I ask a question for you, John?
Yes, sir. You have the floor, Senator Cotula.
Did you say what I thought you said?
Pretty hard to object to that, isn't it? Is there any objection? Senator, I want to announce to the body, Senator Huber fell and has a rib injury. I have indicated to him that if he will merely signal me with his hand, I will recognize him, and he will not be required to stand in addressing the body or the chair. I offered the same privilege to Senator Cotula the other day when he was having back problems. I want any senator to know that if you, for any reason, have any physical disability where it's uncomfortable for you to rise, that if you'll contact me, I'll try to keep my eye open for your hand, and you may
conduct the proceedings from your chair. Senator Huber, I'm sorry, sir, to have forced you to rise this time.
Thank you, Mr. President. And thank you for the patient consideration. I'll usually try to rise, sir. I feel good with the question.
Well, when you stand up, sir, you're very visible. I can always see you, so. I'm wondering, sir, if the words instead of upon the recommendation, if you merely said after consultation with, which would mean that you could ignore them or not, but try to follow their wishes. I don't know. Senator Sackett?
Mr. President, I think your wording is probably correct as it stands. As you know, with through action that we took in the legislature last year, we did make the Iditarod Trail race hold on the board of the state authorized the type of race. This appropriated in part of the original sponsors in the House is to be utilized by the committee for assistance in the race that we're having. And it's consistent with the appropriations that we make yearly. For example, to the Alaska Fur on the Move and increase for approximately $25,000. We make appropriations to state fairs along the same line of thing. And I would urge everyone to ask for your support in this appropriation work. We guarantee that in terms of the bill, we can be here again in the calendar for use next year. But it might appear in the budget.
Senator Curtula.
It's a historic thing in this body. We've supported for many years. As you might remember, the Tioni Indians first gave substantial support to it, and Joe Reddington, and then the state came in and contributed part of that support because it got some people in trouble. They give them more than they could really afford. They wanted to put in $50,000 responsibility. So we've gone on the record supporting this for many years with a direct appropriation.
Any further discussion? Let me see. We are still in second reading, are we not?
We're in second reading.
And there are no amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta. Madam Secretary, has a committee substitute been adopted?
This is a committee substitute. It came over as committee substitute for House Bill 220.
It's a House committee? All right. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 220, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for the Iditarod Trail Race and providing for an effective date.
Is there any further discussion or debate on the bill? Senator Huber? Senator Sackett? This is not a supplement to an earlier appropriation budgeted last year. Senator Butrovich. Any further questions on the bill? Any further debate?
The question.
The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill Number 220 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
Senator The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 excused.
And so committee substitute for House Bill number 220 has passed the Senate.
Senator Coletta.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, the effective date clause has been adopted, and therefore committee substitute with House Bill number 220 with an effective date has passed the Senate. That concludes our daily calendar.
Unfinished business.
Senator Ziegler. Any further unfinished business? Special orders. Any special orders? Announcement of committee meetings? Senator Poland. Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, Senate Labor Management will meet tomorrow at 2:30 on Senate Bill 131, which is the Workers' Compensation.
Senator Selicott.
Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, last week I announced the State Care Subcommittee meeting in Fairbanks
Friday evening. And I just wanted the Fairbanks members to be sure and not feel that they hadn't been appraised of the fact. It'll be on Senate Bill 141, suggested suit. Mr. President, I would ask the members of the body that show any interest to check this new homestead entry that is predicated upon the state receiving a certain amount of land before.
Any further announcements?
Senator Holman.
Any further announcements?
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, as a reminder,
in attendance. Mr. President, I move the National Honor Consent to the body standing in the
Just before we do that, I want to
speak to Senator Speaker Malone.
Particularly wanted to call to Senator Willis's attention the invitation, and I think Senator Sumner, as I think that you both indicated interest in a hotline
procedure before. That invitation. I don't think it's legislation. I think it's really a briefing
by RCA as to costs and how
it could be done and what might happen, what might be able to occur. Senator Willis?
Yes, if you recall, the legislature did fund this interim study that embodied this principle.
Yes.
Last year, I could probably discuss
this. The motion has been made for adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.